Nolte, Not News. Pope Francis reaffirms that homosexuality is a sin. By John Nolte on January 25, 2023. The far-left Associated Press is pretending it's breaking news about Pope Francis and his position on homosexuality. Pope says homosexuality not a crime, reads the AP headline. Gee, what other headlines can we expect from these clowns? Water is wet? Grass is green? Jon Stewart's no longer funny? Oscar movies suck? Lizzo's a walking heart attack? Here's the AP opener. Pope Francis criticized laws that criminalize homosexuality as unjust, saying God loves all his children just as they are, and called on Catholic bishops who support the laws to welcome LGBTQ people into the church. Being homosexual isn't a crime, Francis said during an exclusive interview Tuesday with the Associated Press. Francis acknowledged that Catholic bishops in some parts of the world support laws that criminalize homosexuality or discriminate against LGBTQ people, and he himself referred to the issue in terms of sin. But he attributed such attitudes to cultural backgrounds, and said bishops in particular need to undergo a process of change to recognize the dignity of everyone. Okay, but this is the Pope's full quote: being homosexual is not a crime. It's not a crime. Yes, it's a sin. Well, yes, but let's make the distinction first between sin and crime. There is nothing new about anything in that statement. The modern Catholic Church has always welcomed everyone. The modern Catholic Church has always sought to recognize the dignity of everyone. If anything. And this is important. Francis saying, being a homosexual is a sin, actually is kind of news. I'm a Catholic who has been taught and who believes it is not a sin to be a homosexual. You can't control who you are sexually attracted to. That's hardwired. What you can do, and where the sin does come in, is if you choose to act on that attraction or not. Engaging in homosexuality is a sin. You are not sinning if you are homosexual or attracted to someone of the same sex. Sin only comes about when you fail to abstain from engaging in homosexual acts. So while the AP thinks it has some sort of big scoop here about how the woke Pope is easing up on the alphabet people, the truth is that his saying that it's a sin to be a homosexual is tougher on gays than the official position of the Church. It should also be noted that the Church considers all sex outside of Catholic marriage a sin, not just homosexual sex. Although my wife and I were married in a church, it wasn't until we were remarried in the Catholic Church 25 years later that we ceased to be sinners. And we decided to remarry in the Catholic Church to get right with God. The Church does not single out homosexuals, believe me. Anyway, it's obvious what the AP is doing here. These liars want Catholics to believe the Pope is tolerating sin. Why? Because it will hurt the Church, undermine it among its most faithful believers, and therefore decrease its membership. Every time the Catholic Church loosens, Vatican II, up in the belief it will widen its membership, the opposite happens. Sometimes the Church fails to understand that people seeking out Catholicism are seeking something permanent and unmovable by a fickle and sinful modern culture. The other thing the AP is doing here is working on Satan's behalf to destroy souls. There is nothing more tragic than someone who believes they are behaving in accordance with God's laws, who sincerely believes they are saved when they are not, because the demonic media or demonic bishops have fooled them into believing something sinful is not a sin. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.